This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yep. We're all set. Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, you mentioned costumes, and I was thinking that costumes reflect a group of people, a profession, a gender, a class, ethnicity. And so who wears uniforms? Well, we'll call them costumes. Because to me, they are pretty alike, uniforms and costumes. So the police wear them and judges wear them. They wear black robes, right? The queen, king, the army. The army has uniforms or costumes. The Navy does. The Marines, Air Force, security people, janitors, pilots, stewardesses, waitresses. Just try working at Hooters without their costume, right? Holocaust victims, they were made to wear blue and white stripes. There's the homosexual pride colors that have been worn as part of uniforms or costumes. Doctors wear them, white coats, surgeons. BLM has their colors. The Nazis had their costumes. Cheerleaders. Mark Zuckerberg has his costume. It's a gray T-shirt. And Hillary, her costume is pantsuits. Prep school students wear costumes. You're absolutely right. It is to identify who you are, what group you belong to.
Yeah. And motorcycle gangsters wear costumes.
Right.
You know, and this is every single group. And farmers wear their costume. They have overalls.
I've got mine on right now.
Dungarees.
Well, some farmers wear overalls.
Dungarees.
Yeah, dungarees, yes.
I don't know if you call dungarees
would be dungarees would be. Well, we used to, Gwyneth, and we might still could. That's a Virginia-ism. We used to could, and we might still could. Yeah, dungarees was the old term in the United States for what's now called blue jeans. And right now, here I am in the studio, and I have my farmer's T-shirt on. It's very, 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 very light gray because I'm going to be in the hot sun today. It's a T-shirt. And I have a belt, and I have leather shoes on, work shoes, and I have blue jeans, Wrangler blue jeans. And here I am in the studio, and that's so I can make a quick escape and get out to the farm and try to save the farm. And that's what I've been doing every day. Oh, and by the way, class, if you've called me and you find that you can't reach me, it's because I'm not near the phone or I'm asleep. And those are the two reasons. I'm out in the hay fields. I'm working on equipment, even though we baled our last bale of hay for this part of the season. We're not done because now we have to repair the broken equipment. We have to get the equipment back in, clean it up, put it in, back into the barn, grease it, change the oil, all those kinds of things, and then move the hay from the fields into where it's secure. And that's another thing. I am very concerned, Gwyneth, about the poor yield that farmers have had, including us, with hay this season. And it means that the sun has parched and burned and turned into dust what used to be called green grass. The next thing is I believe that we need to secure our hay because it's going to be an object of theft. Farmers are going to be desperate for hay to feed their animals, just as we are to feed our animals. And I believe that hay is something that is going to be stolen. It has been stolen in the past, and it's going to be stolen again in the future. Our hay is all locked up. Believe it or not, it's behind locked gates. But yet, you know, somebody with a tractor or a pickup truck can steal hay right out of a field. Believe it or not, there are these spears that attach with winches to the back of a pickup truck. And these spears raise or lower. They're about 3.5 feet long. They can be lowered so that they're parallel to the road. You can back in with these two spears on the back of a pickup truck, raise the spears up, and drive off with a bale of hay. And how much will that hay be worth? I'm thinking $65 a roll this winter, maybe more, because I expect it's going to be in short supply. That's another thing. Back to you.
Yep. Okay. Now, what they were saying, this is an example. I'll bet you wonder why they make these astronomical reports on the news. It's because they get their news off of a news feed and it comes across the news feed. And I bet Lance Pryde doesn't even know why these astronomical reports get put across on the news feed. But he sees it on the news feed and he says, okay, I'll read this. He mentioned that there were five planets in a row. Okay, that was Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn, all in a line in the sky. Now, me as an astrologer, I think, ah, and I immediately know what that means. And for me, it's a signal. And for anybody who has studied astrology, that is a signal. And what it means is go and check your astrological charts and you will see something really, really significant. And what I'm guessing, I don't know what sign it's in, but that's called a grand stellium, okay? And it's like a traffic jam in the sky. And what it means is that as these planets begin to peel off, first of all Mercury, because it's the fastest, and then Venus, and then Mars, and then Jupiter and Saturn last of all, peeling off, it's like constipation, okay? Where there have been disruptions, there have been, you know, what happens when there's a grand stellium and as it begins to undo itself is there tend to be wars, there tend to be famines, there tend to be major international political disruptions, and there tend to be all these sorts of incredibly disruptive influences going on. So as you're having the stellium develop, you get shortages because nothing can move. And that stellium is a symbol that none of these planets can seem to move away from each other. And what have we got at the moment? We've got shortages, supply chain disruptions. But as the stellium breaks apart, what happens is then you get wars begin to happen, that the tension and the pressure between those planets is released, and it's released in a most explosive fashion, especially when you've got Mercury and Mars involved in the stellium, because Mercury has to do with communication, electricity, and energy, and Mars has to do with warfare and adrenaline and everything male and building and blowing things up. Okay, and when you get those two together, when you get their energy begin to separate, then you get wars happen. Okay, when Mars and Mercury come together, you get wars happen, and when they go apart, you get wars happen as well. You know, this is it. I don't know, you know, and the fact that there's the other, the major planets, the slow movers, who are Jupiter and Saturn, and that's all the planets that the ancients knew about, was Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. And you get the Sun and the Moon, and they were the seven... I know that the Sun and the Moon are not planets, okay, but the ancients considered them to be planets. And in astrology, they are still considered to be planets, although we all know that they're not really planets. So when you get them thrown into the mix as well, then you get a very, very, disruptive time. And that's exactly what we're facing on the Earth. And it's an example of how, if you know how to read God's clock in the sky, which is the Sun, the Moon, and the stars, then you can predict when things are going to happen and you can plan accordingly. And I remember a number of years ago, I thought, right, I'll just have a look on the astrology to see when would be a good time to start a business for myself. And so I had a look on the astrology. 1 year was no good, the next year was no good, the year after that was no good, and so on and so on and so forth. And I got fed up with looking at the years because it seemed as if none of the years was going to be any good to start a business. And as it turned out, none of them would have been. But what it was good for just establishing an estate. And that is what I have done. Rather than establish a business that would have made me a lot of money, I've focused on establishing an estate that would be here that I could survive and that I could continue into the future and maybe provide a bit of security for my immediate family. And that's what I chose to do instead. And I tried to start a business and it fell flat. You know, I decided, I don't believe that. You know, we tried to start a business anyway and it fell flat. So this was it. And, looking back now, going back to my friend, they said, well, if we didn't take the jab, the government would have shut us down. That's what they said. They said, that's why we had to take the jab. We didn't want to, but we were forced into it. And I thought to myself, gosh, isn't that interesting? And because you were forced into it, now you chose to have a business over not getting the jab, and now you're probably going to be dead within about 3 years, and you don't even know it yet. And the next time the government comes to try and stick something in your arm, you're going to allow them to do it then too, because you've set up a pattern going into the future. But they don't understand that, and you can't explain it to them, because they'll think that you're having a go at them. Yeah? They'll think that you're just being a smart aleck. But you're not. You know that the patterns and the sequences of how these things happen. You know what's behind the curtain. You know that there's the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain pulling a bunch of silly levers to make bells ring and whistles blow. So that all little, I don't know what else to call them other than Oompa Loompas. I'm sure that they're not called that in the Wizard of Oz. You know, I'm sure that that comes from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, but you know what I mean. All the little people, they all go, "Ooh, it's so scary! Ooh, ooh!" You pull back the curtain, and there's a little old man pulling a bunch of levers, and he's not even particularly impressive. He's just got everybody fooled. And you need to not be one of those little Oompa Loompas or little people.
We'll be right back.
Orders to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yep, yep. So, Gwyneth, the last time that the planets aligned perfectly was 1864. And you mentioned war, the precipice of war. You didn't use those exact words, I'm paraphrasing. But we're talking about Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn aligning perfectly. It hasn't been seen since 1864. And there was a violent conflict here in the United States during that time. Some people call it the war between the states. Others call it the War of Northern Aggression. Others call it the First American Civil War. And you're absolutely right. That was the last time it happened. And here we are. And we are right on the verge of collapse. Right on the verge. We are on the verge of civil war. We are on the verge of starvation. Everything that we have come to enjoy across many countries in the world is disappearing very, very quickly. If you look at new car lots, car dealerships, how come they don't have any cars? If you look at gas sales, meaning gasoline, it's down over 8%. Of course it's down over 8%. The price has doubled and tripled. So if you're wondering if supply and demand actually works, it absolutely does. If you look at peanut butter, you're trying to get peanut butter, it's in short supply. Tampons are in short supply. Baby formula is in short supply. Paper towels are in short supply. Just try buying Dial soap at Sam's Club. Try it. What happened? The price of soap is going up. The price of laundry detergent is going up. The price of everything that you need is going up. It's harder to get. Antifreeze used to be about $1.99 back in when I was a child. It's now $10 and $20 a gallon. Used to be able to buy a fan belt for a car for somewhere around 99 cents. Now it's $30. Yeah, I know they're different, but they do the same thing or a similar thing. A water pump used to be $9.99. Actually, that would be a good one. You get one for $7.99 when I was selling auto parts, you know, after school hours in the 1970s. Now a water pump can cost $200. If it's for a John Deere tractor, it's $500. And if you have a modern vehicle with an internal water pump, the dumbest thing I can imagine, actually the dumbest thing I can imagine is the current residence in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. But one of the dumbest things I can imagine is putting a water pump inside the engine, where you have to take the front of the car off in order to change the water pump or pull the engine out. I mean, these are crazy things that we're doing. Tomorrow I'm going to, what I'm saying, this is insanity. Tomorrow I'm going to flesh out a little bit with Kyle. Motor mounts on cars. Honda makes a car that has electronic motor mounts. Five of them. Five motor mounts. Now, a motor mount used to be about, I don't know, $6-7. There was one on the right side of the engine, one on the left side of the engine. It was a cradle. A rubber shock mount, a cradle, if you will, with two bolts that would hold the engine to the frame. So total four bolts, $10 a piece, two of them, one on either side of the engine and one at the transmission. So that would hold the transmission bolted to the engine, that whole assembly. Less than $50, you'd have all of the motor mounts, probably less than $30, really. Now, a job to change the motor mounts on a Honda is like $1,500. Why? Because they're computer controlled. These things want to make sure that you are really comfortable in your seat. You don't feel any vibration. Would you like to be driving in sport mode in your van? Or would you like the normal mode? The computer will adjust it for you. This is insanity. And do they last the life of the vehicle? Absolutely not. They'll last about 100,000 miles.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The South Dakota Senate on Tuesday convicted Attorney General Jason Roundsburg of two impeachment charges stemming from a 2020 fatal accident, removing and barring him from future office. Primary elections and some runoffs took place Tuesday in D.C., Alabama, Virginia, Arkansas, and Georgia. Despite being outspent at least 11-1, Chris West defeated Jeremy Hunt in the Republican primary runoff. That's in Georgia's 2nd Congressional District. Virginia's Republican Congressional candidate Derek Anderson tells One America News the minority of military vet candidates are fed up watching the business in D.C. and are now running for office.
Right now, our Congress is composed of 17% veterans, which is the lowest it's been since the beginning of World War II. I think they're pretty fed up at what's going on in our country and how it's being run.
Stanley Cup Game 4 is tonight. Colorado leads Tampa Bay 2-1. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn are lining up in the southeast sky this month. It will peak on Friday. Get your tickets now because this won't happen again until 2040. As the nation awaits the Supreme Court's decision on a case that could overturn Roe v. Wade, Senator Ted Cruz on Newsmax Tuesday said he fears Democrat activists will lose their minds and there will be organized riots staged nationwide, and the Department of Justice will just watch without enforcing the law.
Sadly, organized riots, I fear we're going to see organized violence. I think we're going to see something very similar to what we saw in 2020 with the Antifa and Black Lives riots across the country. We're already seeing Democratic politicians directing violent rioters to go to the justices' homes, to threaten the justices' homes. We saw someone arrested for attempted murder of Justice Kavanaugh, and I think we're deliberately going to see violence used as a tool of political terrorism by the left. And I got to say, Sean, it's infuriating that Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, refuses to enforce the law. It is a federal crime to protest at a justice's home while a case is pending. The Department of Justice under Biden refuses to enforce that law. We're seeing pro-life centers, pregnancy centers targeted, firebombed, and the Department of Justice is not doing a thing about it.
Thanks for listening, my friend. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Watch it. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. God, you're...
Take my...
When you go...
For 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I just looked up the cost of Honda engine motor mounts for the Honda Odyssey van. It's unbelievable. We're working on one, and it's brutal. It is time-consuming. You just wouldn't believe the hoops you have to go through just to change motor mounts on this thing. The average replacement cost of motor mounts for a Honda Odyssey van are between $2,500 and $4,000 to replace all five of them, because these are electronically controlled motor mounts, and they go bad at about 100,000 miles. That's based on our experience. It's brutal. And again, don't buy a new car, don't buy a new car, don't buy a new car. You will be plagued with problems related to computers and heat-related failures. The complexity of vehicles has painted us into a corner, and machines. And so all of this is coming together all at the same time. The complexity of appliances that cannot be fixed economically. It doesn't pay to fix a refrigerator. It doesn't pay to fix a dishwasher. It doesn't pay to fix a washing machine. It doesn't pay to fix a dryer. People are just filling the landfills with pretty much everything because we can't fix it. Imagine having a car and all you need to do is change the motor mounts, but it costs more than the car is worth to change the motor mounts or to fix the air conditioner or to fix the transmission or to rebuild the engine. Heck, we used to rebuild engines. They used to call them engine overhauls. And it would have a kit. You could buy a kit with piston rings, pistons, wrist pins, bearings, gaskets, all right there in the box. You buy that, you rehone the cylinder, put the bearings in, put the gaskets on, and you rebuild the engine. That was called an engine overhaul. You didn't throw them away. You just overhauled the engine. That's what we used to do. Gwyneth?
Yeah, the world's not like that anymore. Because people that don't have that comprehension of mind to do that. And what you were saying earlier on the broadcast about how your dad was warning you that that the world was basically going to fall apart within your lifetime. Well, my dad said the same thing. And I've said this on the show before, but, you know, on the broadcast before, but I'm going to say it again. That my dad was a master engineer, and he said that in my lifetime, he said he probably wouldn't live to see it. He said that in your lifetime, and he was talking to me, he will say, you will see a monumental problem develop because the world is running out of engineers. Nobody knows how to do anything anymore. And people are even graduating from college with engineering degrees and they don't know how to do engineering. They don't know how to make anything. You put them, you give them a broken steam engine and tell them to go fix it and they will not know how to do it. And that proves that they are not an engineer. You give them a broken diesel engine and you say, okay, diagnose it, fix it. And I'll bet you that maybe 1 in 20 will be able to actually go and correctly diagnose the problem and then go and fix it. And if it's a part that's unavailable, to make the part from scratch in their workshop. I'll bet you that not 1 in 20 of the engineers supposedly graduating as engineers or fitters and turners, maybe slightly higher proportion of fitter and turners, you know, but I don't think there are as many fitters and turners graduating from apprenticeship programs in the United States. I don't know if you still have apprenticeship programs in the United States, you know, but I know that the apprenticeship program here in Victoria is an absolute mess because I recommended when my sons were in their adolescent years, their early adolescence, they leave school and they get an apprenticeship and learn a trade. And my oldest son left school and went and spent, I think, about 2 days on the trade school, and he said, this is stupid. And I said, what do you mean it's stupid? And he said, they took 3 hours to teach us how to lean a ladder against the wall. Mum, I know how to lean a ladder against the wall and climb it. He said, and then they spent another 3 hours teaching us how to hold a hammer and hit a nail. And I'm not kidding. This is what, and I said, you're joking. And this kid has been climbing ladders since he was 10 months old. And I didn't have anything to do with that, by the way. I just you know, I wondered where he was one day. He'd gone out to play in the backyard, and I wondered where he was, and that still small voice on the inside was me to go and find the baby. I went outside, and I couldn't see him anywhere. And then I heard this little noise like, ah! Coming. And I looked up, and there he was standing 10 feet up a ladder, laughing and smiling at me. Where his dad had left a ladder leaning, his dad was a painter and decorator, he'd left a ladder leaning against the side of the house. You know, it had to go up to the roof for some reason or other. And the baby, which was my son, was 10 feet up the ladder, just having a great old time, looking at the whole world. And my heart just stopped inside me for about half a second. Watching him up there. But he, you know, I climbed up the ladder and I got him down and I told him off and snapped his bottom, you know, and said, don't do that. You know, whatever. But the thing is that he didn't fall. Okay? And that he's always been a climber.
Gwyneth?
He did not need to spend 3 hours with somebody training him to teach him to how to climb a ladder. Nobody needs 3 hours to have fun. This is the apprenticeship program in Australia. This is the desperate straits that they're in. And they wonder why our whole society is falling apart. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And you asked if there's apprenticeship programs in America, and actually there is. There is one that I know of, and it's called 5MinuteUniversity.com, and Arjun is working on it. I just got an email from him. He's back, and he's working on 5-Minute University, so you can see the apprenticeship program. That's really what this is. And Gwyneth, while you were talking about how to lean a ladder against a wall, I just added that. I just wrote that lesson for the book as you were describing it.
Yeah.
And so in 5-Minute University is how to lean a ladder against the wall. Now, it's going to take about 30 seconds at the most to read that lesson. And I said that in class, I said that 5-Minute University is to teach you lessons they don't teach in school that you can learn in less than 5 minutes. So that's about a 30-second lesson. And then how to hold a hammer. You mentioned that one as well. And I just added that lesson, how to hold a hammer. And you know what? When you watch television or movies or videos and you see actors and actresses using a hammer, almost every single one of them does not know how to hold a hammer. Not one. I haven't seen one yet. I'm only 70, so I haven't seen everything, but I haven't seen a single actor or actress hold a hammer correctly. And I'm going to tell you how to do both of those things. One, how to lean a ladder against the wall. If you look at the side of a ladder, you will see a picture of an L. Okay, the letter L. And it will show you that the long part of the L should be absolutely vertical. The short part of the L should be absolutely horizontal. So if you move the, and this is, there's a label on the side of the ladder that has this long letter L, capital L. And when you lean that ladder, you walk off to the side of the ladder and you look at that L. Is it pointing straight up? If it is, your ladder is positioned properly. 30 seconds, that's all it took to teach that lesson. Now, how to hold a hammer. Okay, if you will notice that most people in Hollywood pick up the hammer around the middle of the handle, why would you do that? If the hammer was designed for you to hold the handle in the middle, they would have made the handle shorter. Okay? It's designed to be held in your hand tightly, right near the end of the handle, within a half an inch or so of the end of the handle. That will give you the maximum striking force and the maximum leverage and the least amount of vibration and the most accuracy once you learn how to do it. Now, that was two lessons in about maybe a minute, how to hold a hammer and how to lean a ladder against the wall. Now, believe it or else, there was a big box store known as Home Depot. There was another one known as Rickles, that was on the East Coast, Rickles. That was a big box hardware type store, paint, hardware, ladders, nails, you know, those kinds of things. Both of those stores had classes on how to hang a picture, how to paint a wall, how to use a hammer, how to measure with a measuring tape. Can you imagine having to teach classes on the weekends how to use a...
Yep.
What was that?
How to use a measuring
tape measure?
Was another 3-hour class.
Right.
And he said, by the end of the, how to lean a hammer, how to hit a nail, and how to measure with a measuring tape, he said he had enough. And he walked out, and he never went back to that trade place, to that so-called trade school that was getting government funding. He said he'd had enough. And I said, well, what are you going to do with yourself? He said, I'm going to go and do my senior years in high school. I'm going to graduate high school. I said, well, I'm off you go. He said, maybe I'll go to college. And I said,
okay,
well, on, off you go. You've got the brains for it. But he didn't. He ended up working in a food manufacturing plant. And he's training to be a technician in this food plant. You know, but the thing is, okay, that the reason why they have to spend 3 hours teaching people how to lean a ladder against a wall is because most of the kids out there are that dumb. They really are. It's like the movie Idiocracy. That is what it is getting like out there, you know? Where this kid had been climbing ladders since he was 10 months old. And he'd been, oh, yeah, and here's a lesson that you can put in your book. How to hammer in a nail without bashing your fingers. Okay? I learned this the hard way. Okay? You hold the nail using your left hand with a pair of lineman's pliers. And you put the nail exactly where you want it to go, holding it with the set of lineman's pliers instead of your fingers. And then you hit the hammer. You hit the nail with the hammer and you will never hit your fingers if you use a set of lineman's pliers to hold the nail in its position. Does that make sense?
Yeah, if you're using small nails, it absolutely does. And to prevent that problem, an invention came along, and it's called a nail gun. Yep, nail gun, because we don't know how to hammer nails without one, which requires a compressor, a hose, electricity, and a sophisticated nail gun. We'll be right back.
You know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, in the last 15 minutes, I just added 6 more lessons in the 5-Minute University book, how to lean a ladder against a wall, how to hold a hammer, how to hammer a nail, a small nail, without hitting your thumb or your fingers, the types of hammers, like straight claw hammer, curved claw hammer, ball peen hammer, club hammer, sledge hammer, rubber mallet, tack hammer, framing hammer, how to make a gasket, an automotive gasket, with a ball peen hammer. Perfect, how to make a perfectly accurate gasket. I mean, as good as a computer control system would make one. You can make one yourself with a ball peen hammer. Here is a simple quiz for that high school student that you know, class. So all you have to do to find out how well they have learned simple things in school is say, I tell you what, I've got a tape measure here. Would you show me exactly where 2 5/16 of an inch is? Show me exactly where it is on this tape measure. Okay. And give them a sharp pencil so they can point to the 2 5/16 of an inch mark on a tape measure. And I have a feeling that not very many high school students will know how to tell you where 2 5/16 of an inch is. And Gwyneth, letters to Vincent. I sent you, I don't know if you received it, I sent you 3 separate copies of sections of letters to Vincent. I sent it to Yandex and I sent it to Gmail. Did you get them?
Yes, I did. Hang on, I'm just pulling them up now. Hang on.
So, class, if you'd like to go to find this book that Gwyneth wrote to me, it's over 700 pages long. It's available on Amazon. So you can go to Amazon, type in Amazon, comma, Gwyneth Isaacs, I-S-A-A-C-S, G-U-I-N-E-I-T-H, space ISAACS, Gwyneth Isaacs, comma, letters to Vincent. And you'll find it. It's available, and you can buy it right now. Gwyneth?
Yep. Okay, I have it here. This is the letter dated 25th of March, 2020. Vincent, I have just come back from grocery shopping in Bendigo. There are lots of gaps in the supermarket shelves. There is no cheap milk powder, only expensive brands which cost about twice as much as the cheap brands. There were only 4 5-kilo bags of rice left. I bought 2 of them. The limits on bags of rice was 2 per person, 1 packet of paper towels per person. Toilet paper? Dream on. The only place folks will see toilet paper is in their dreams. Many types of vegetables have about doubled in price in the past fortnight, especially carrots and potatoes. There was no butter. The butter blends were almost gone, but folks were not even touching the margarine. Pasta was running very low, and there was a limit of 2 bags per person. My favourite McKenzie soup mix, mixed beans, were sold out, but they still had lentils, split peas, pearl barley, etc. So I stocked up on those instead. And here's my personal note. You know why I bought the lentils, the split peas, and the pearl barley? Because you can make a soup mix with those. That's just my comment. So I stocked up on those instead. All the cheap wheat biscuits were gone. These are a staple food here in Australia. They are compacted bricks of rolled wheat. People eat them as a breakfast cereal. Weet-Bix was the original brand, but they were expensive, so cheap generic brands sprang up. The cheap brands of Weet-Bix have sold out, and now it is just the name brand Weet-Bix on the shelves. All the cheap brands of stock powders have sold out. Only expensive brands like Continental, Oxo, etc. are left. Some of the cooking oils were doubled in price. Others were the same price. There wasn't much cooking oil either, although expensive oils like olive oil were still there and about the same price. Yellow laundry soap was gone. Most of the bar soaps were gone. Just a few bars of the most expensive brands such as Pears and Dove were still available, and the beauty bar type luxury soaps. Gallon jugs of laundry detergent were still available, but the smaller bottles of laundry liquids were running low. The other thing that was running low was the cheap brands of dry dog food. There were still some expensive dry dog food there, Pedigree, Pal, etc., but only 5 bags of the cheap stuff. I bought 3 of them. I began my grocery shopping at just after 8 a.m. Wednesday, and normally the supermarkets stock up well on Tuesday night, because lots of people get their welfare checks on Wednesday and Thursday. But to be honest, even though I got there just after opening time, the shelves looked pretty bare. I think I can hear music.
Yeah, we're out of time for today's class. Class, that is one of the letters, a partial letter to Vincent, that there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these letters in Gwyneth's book, Letters to Vincent. You can get it on Amazon.com. Gwyneth, thank you so much.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.